Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is November the 25th and our Bible reading portion is from the 2 Corinthians chapters 1 to 3. God always leads us in triumph in Christ. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 14 to 16 like this. Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one, we are the aroma of death leading to death, and to the other, the aroma of life leading to life. Calvary was a mighty display of the victory that Christ had won for humankind. In the above passage, Apostle Paul regarded himself as a signal trophy of God's victorious power in Christ. His almighty conqueror was leading him about through all the cities of the Greek and Roman world as an illustrious example of his power at once to subdue and to save. In the above passage, Paul borrows a figure from the triumphal processions of Roman conquerors. Returning home after glorious victories, they would lead their captives along the streets of the capital. So Paul pictures the Lord Jesus marching as a conqueror from Troas to Macedonia and leading his apostle in his train. Wherever the Lord goes, through his servants there is victory. We have five promises from God about how he gives us victory. Number one, God gives us victory over the evil influences of people. Number two, God gives us victory over the power of the enemy. Number three, God gives us victory over severe afflictions. Number four, God gives us victory over worldly attractions. And number five, God gives us victory over Satan ultimately. We must grasp Paul's perspective on the unfailing success of God's work in the world today and of those of us who participate in it. We must see our lives in the light of God's word and avoid discouragement because of the apparent failure of many of our activities. Christ has conquered and we are privileged to march in his triumphal procession. Let us give our heartfelt thanks to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. As we read in Romans chapter 8 verse 37 like this, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.